Okay, it's Kafei Adar Beis, April 1st, we're on page Tzadi Aleph. And let's start in the middle of the page. Aydecha Zara Zem Isbarim Odiosar Advar. By way of this repetition, the matters become clear. He's talking about Rabbi Yisrael's teaching that after you've gotten the Musar teaching clear, the next step is to repeat it again and again. To use his phrase, "Berigshas anefesh v'saras aruach v'sfasfayim dokos," which means with great emotion. It means more than that, but it means that. So it also makes the matters become clearer. "Bo'aras b'leiv ha'akarash al-gnusa v'eros ha'hefzid v'avodan ha'nimtze v'hen l'hachek nafsham ahen." It makes a person realize how bad averas are, the loss that they cause, and that one has to keep himself away from them. Creates a very strong desire to come and purify himself and to fix himself. This hispalus, which means like being affected. If a person says, "I was in the spoil from something," it means very much affected. So it's a hard word exactly to translate into English. But it means like a strong impression, being moved. This state or this history of being moved leaves an impression, even if we forget it after time. Kishalom de Musar yom yom. We learn Musar every day. Holchem muschazkim harishvim hadakim hanelamim ha'ela. These hidden impressions become stronger. Ubelisha adam margish bashba osim he matbiyim es chosam al kol his naguso. Without the person recognizing their influence, they inculcate, or better said, they stamp their seal on all of his conduct. Matbeya is a coin in Hebrew. Matbeya is like to mint something, to make a permanent impression. Sometimes, by way of the study of Musar, the person learning it comes to practical arousal to do something practical in the realm of Lamaisa. He decides to free himself from some bad habit. Or to strengthen himself in some good thing. This decision doesn't need to doesn't require big changes and heavy changes. Among the foundational principles of the wisdom of Musar is the rule is that one should specifically pay attention to small things that a person otherwise tends to trample on. He's alluding to a chazal, which beginning of Parshas Ekev says, it will be, Ekev can be on account of the fact that you will listen, but Ekev also means the heel, and chazal make a drasha, if you'll pay attention to the mitzvahs that people step on with their heel. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Avon Akevai Yisubeni, the sins of my heel surround me. There too, Chazal say it means the things that a person doesn't take seriously because they're relatively minor, they're not serious. Those things are the things that when he's judged end up making a big difference. So Musar is to pay attention to those little things. V'hashinu hakotan biyoser l'tova hino dover godol ma'od. The smallest change for the good is a big thing. A person who has understanding in the Chachma of Musar is very careful not to obligate himself in big Gedarim would be like a protective measure, or Maisim Gedarim would mean big positive action. That he has to be concerned he won't be able to remain with it. He wants to do small things, first of all because small things have a big effect, and second of all because he can remain with them. The general rule of the matter is what the Gemara says: if you grab a lot, you haven't grabbed anything. If you grab a little, you have. That's Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. Ein l'shara z'ashbah tzumah hanudas l'limud hamusar hakavua. One cannot assess the influence, the mighty influence that comes from regular study of Musar. From Naftali Amsterdam Zatzal Echad Mishloshes Gedolei Talmidov Shel Hagri Salanta Kosev Betzavasa. So here on this subject he has an amazing quote from Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, who was one of the three main disciples of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The other two were Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv and Rabbi Yitzhak Lepetterberger. Right. So here is a quote exactly what this type of study of Musar influences. Bechlal agid lochem kimash hemidosi al raglay be'enei avodas Hashem hu rak limud hamusar. I'll tell you in general what's established me on my feet, what stood me up on my feet in the matters of avodas Hashem is only the study of Musar. I guess we'll continue with the rest of the quote tomorrow, but it's a strong statement about this study exactly.